This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-3. I'm going to start over completely. It's myself, Chris.
And me, Johnson.
And Johnson, did you know that I've been diagnosed with Lyme disease?
No, that's awful. Is it the you can't ever eat meat again kind?
Oh, no. God, no. I haven't heard of that one.
Yeah.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-373. Here on a special Lyme disease edition of Free Talk Live.
I always like to do that number two ways. I like to give it out with the digits, 855, like, or 855-450-3733. And I also like to do it with the alliterative, ridiculous amount of Fs and say 855-453.
Just to throw people off. Yes, the addition of Lyme disease that I seem to have currently. Before it was a lot of blurred vision, but it's more the neurological symptoms.
How long have you gone undiagnosed, do you know?
I'm thinking 45, 50 years. No, I have no idea. I have no idea. When did I get bit by that tick? Also joining us is Silver Dave.
Hi, everybody.
How are you?
Sorry I'm a little late.
Oh, that's all right. We've just been talking about ticks and things ticks do to us.
I've been diagnosed multiple times with Lyme disease, and I also had my mom have to go through Lyme disease because I used to live in Connecticut on 9 acres of field.
And so near the town of Lyme by any
surrounded,
chance?
Not really that close, but I mean the spread of Lyme disease from that kind of central location has been dramatic. And in fact, it's funny that you bring this up because actually one of my pieces of prep is actually related to this.
Oh,
I don't know. I don't know if you're like, we're going that direction.
We are now.
But yeah. So absolutely. Let me pull that up.
Yeah. It's been interesting. I experienced just some, a lot of fatigue and stuff like that, and then I started to get blurred vision. I'm like, well, there's a symptom I've never had for any reason whatsoever in my life. And some irritability and very tired, very exhausted, and started to kind of, you know, do what any responsible citizen does. He goes to Google. He does not seek medical attention. He goes to Google. That's where we find these things out now.
I actually don't trust the medical industrial complex to cure me as much as I trust them to charge me a lot of money.
They do that.
And or, like, give me something that won't cure me but just will continue to keep me paying to not feel as bad.
Yeah.
Therefore, your Google approach is might be recommended.
Hear that, folks? It's got the Silver Dave seal of good housekeeping approval.
I'm just saying, rolling the dice is a better bet than choosing what's, like, probability going to screw you.
Yeah, you're really going to like the story that I brought in, too, because it's from Gizmodo here, and the title is, "The Pentagon has been ordered to tell Congress if it weaponized ticks and released them into the public."
Oh, God.
A bill has been drafted to order Congress to release that information if it exists, because there is a lot of information out there that there is a place called, I think it's Necker Island,
yes,
in Lyme, Connecticut, that where there is a military weapons testing facility where supposedly they were using ticks to breed and carry diseases, and the thing that supposedly happened is that they didn't account for the fact that ticks would ride birds.
Ooh, who would have thought? So this is interesting. This Necker Island, is this a biological testing? Was it alleged to be a biological weapons?
A biological weapons testing facility in Lyme, Connecticut.
Yeah. Wow.
So I came in late. Obviously, you detected that. And so I walk in, and I don't know if you've already covered this. Did this originate with the idea that Lyme disease may, in fact, be a biological weapon created by some government, possibly the United States government, in order, is that where we're at?
So I've actually brought this up, that theory, in the past, because I've brought up Lyme disease over the years just because, again, I've been diagnosed with it and I've known so many people affected by it. And I've had neurological issues that were similar to effects of Lyme disease. And I thought at one point that I was going to be diagnosed, and I was diagnosed with some other things. And, you know, bringing up some symptoms that I've had, I mean, I think I've even mentioned some symptoms to you, and I think you even said to me, "Was have you been diagnosed with Lyme disease?" Right. You know, it's like kind of like, yeah. And in the past, I have. So it's just one of those things where, especially if you hear that these weird symptoms that never used to be around, you never used to have to be afraid as a kid when I was young. Maybe right. This is dating me as being a real old person, but we used to go and roll in leaf piles in the fall, you know, like you jump in the leaves.
It was enjoyable.
Now it's terrifying.
You get arrested for that now.
Yeah.
You let a kid do what? Yes. In what? Yeah. How could you?
But the ticks. It's insane, and that's the world we now live in, but it does seem that Lyme disease has become much more prevalent.
Yeah, I never even heard of ticks until I was like a teenager.
Oh, I heard of them when I was young. Yeah, back when
I was young. Did you ever have any?
No, but right. In Eastern Oregon.
Now you can't go 5 feet outside without 10 of them attaching themselves.
I know. We always heard about it. He said, you know, these diseases are, and there was like one person in our county that had come down with Lyme disease, right. And and my county was not big, a couple mm-hmm. thousand people, but everybody knew who that one person, yep, she got Lyme disease.
Right.
That was the only example of it, and this isn't anywhere close to
that. Whenabouts are we talking about, 1920s, 30s?
30s. That'd be in the 1970s. I'm trying to be accurate, not flippant about my advancing age. It is an often discussed topic of exactly how old is Chris.
Right.
And until the carbon-14 data comes back, we will not know.
Yeah, so I, you know, same situation in the 80s. I mean, I didn't really hear anything about it as a kid.
Yeah.
You know, it's just...
How old? In the 80s?
I was born in the 70s.
Wow.
Summer Dave's kind of timeless.
I feel really young age-wise, but old-looking, maybe.
Well, only compared to me, of course. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. Give
I'll just
call.
I just turned 41, so I just get a lot that people are like, "You're 41? You look like you're 32.
You look kind of young."
Yeah, you do. You do, honestly.
Must be that Diet Pepsi.
It's what preserving me.
Just kidding. Diet Pepsi, just, they were like, yes.
It's pickling me, including my brain.
Yeah, that's actually that might be the reason why you don't look 23.
Yeah, maybe.
It's or you just, you know, jumped off of something because you just were like, I can't stand life without Diet Coke.
It's the preservative.
It's not worth living. It's preserving him. Yeah. Hey, that might actually be, you know, there might be something to that.
There we go. So tell me more about this I find fascinating.
How does it make you feel?
Apparently, some members of the United States House are concerned the Pentagon may have unleashed disease-infected ticks that caused the spread of Lyme disease. Roll Call reports that July 11th, the House stealthily decided to voice vote to support an amendment to the 2020 Defense Authorization Bill that would require the Department of Justice to look into weaponized ticks.
Okay, folks, for those of you listening at home or wherever you're listening to your radio, when Congress wants to do something quietly and put it somewhere no one would ever possibly find that they are actually doing something, they will stuff it in a defense authorization bill because it is physically impossible for someone to read the entire thing.
Yeah.
Even more difficult to actually analyze what's in it. Because
I absolutely think that there are people who will do this, though. We'll go the 9 yards because
it's so
harmful.
I hope so.
So it says here, according to the Congress-focused newspaper, New Jersey Republican Representative Christopher Smith wrote the amendment, which demands the Inspector General shall conduct a review of whether the Department of Defense experimented with ticks and other insects regarding use as a biological weapon between the years of 1950 and 1975.
Intriguing. Has the U.S. government militarized ticks? Have they been sicked on your humble host? Is this a biological attack on myself? Unreal. But we're going to find out more. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. This is Free Talk Live.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
You know what sucks? Not being able to do whatever you want, whenever you want, within legal and ethical constraints, of course. Being stuck in a boring job or stressful business, or living in fear that your wife or girlfriend might get mad at you if you do what you want. I'm Caleb Jones, and my staff and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create location-independent income and how to date women under your terms. Go to freelifeinfo.com to download 7 free books and podcasts, so you can live a life like this too.
I'm crazy about My Magic Mud. This is the most important oral care product created this millennium, and I'm not kidding. We all have different opinions on politics and issues, but we all have mouths. And I want yours to be as clean as possible, with teeth as bright as they were meant to be. I will never be without My Magic Mud. It's a little surprising, but man, does it work. If you only listen to one thing I say ever, go to MyMagicMud.com and get 20% off with code FTL. MyMagicMud.com, code FTL.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855. I'm just not with it. This is Chris. Joined in me studio in studio is
Silver Dave
and Johnson.
I'm going to try that again. The toll free number here is 855-450-FREE. Free is in freedom. That's 855-450-3733. I've got a little bit of a Lyme brain today, so I apologize to you, our listeners, if I happen to fumble through this. I'm going to rely as much as I can as my on my two capable co-hosts, Silver Dave and Johnson, both of which have done an exemplary job, and hopefully if I just sort of fade out or start twitching or something like that, they'll be able to handle the show just fine. But first, I do want to tell you about local.bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy and sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods, including PayPal, Venmo, bank deposits, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. That's local.bitcoin.com. So we've had an interesting discussion. First of all, the call it kismet, but, I walk in and I was just getting ready to start, and Johnson walks in. He's like, hey. I said, by the way, I got Lyme disease. Oh, perfect. That's show prep. I'm like, great. I'm glad my diseases can make for good radio.
I would have had this with, whether or not you had had Lyme disease or not.
It exactly.
Happenstance.
That's okay, but Johnson has a story that talks about Congress slipping something into the defense authorization bill, asking them pretty much point blank, the attorney, and you'll refresh us on this, but asking point blank, did the military weaponize ticks?
Yeah. So it goes on here to say that if the review determines that such a project took place, then the amendment reportedly insists the Inspector General must present Congress with information on the scope of the research, including whether any ticks or insects used in such experiments were released outside of any laboratory by accident or experiment design. Smith, who is a co-chairman of the Congressional Lyme Disease Caucus, told Roll Call he hopes the Inspector General will share information that sheds light on these reports and could be used to hinder the spread of Lyme disease. We need answers, and we need them now, Smith told Roll Call. For years, there have been reports and theories circulating that suggest Department of Defense researchers at facilities like New York's Plum Island and Maryland's Fort Detrick.
Hey, that's where I was stationed in the military.
Have infected insects for biological weapons tests, and then released those insects outside of the lab, leading to the spread of Lyme disease.
So a couple things about Fort Detrick, Maryland. First of all, it's the head of the U.S. National Cancer Research. It has a communications portion of the base, and that's what I was involved with. Things like the hotline to Moscow. Everybody pictures the red phone.
Right.
Well, it's actually a teletype system, but it's the only base in the United States that actually communicates with Russian Molnoya satellites as part of the hotline. So there's all kinds of strange things. The stranger things go back into the 50s and 60s, where it was an an active research facility for many of the CIA's psychological experiments, the MK Ultra things, actually were researched there. The case of the dentist who, if you remember, took LSD and plugged it to his death. He was a well-known guy on Fort Detrick, and as a matter of fact, his son is still in the area. He has been suing the Department of Defense and the CIA forever over his father's death. But all sorts of things occur there. One of the buildings that I remember most distinctly is a large building that is the shape. It's the shape of a golf ball. What is that shape, Silver Dave? You would a large spherical shape. I'm asking you.
Like a dome?
Yes. Well, you have built one. Like a geodesic dome.
I didn't build a dome.
I thought you were involved in that.
Well, I live nearby the domes in Henniker that Rick Humboldt built.
I see.
I did a filming project where we film it, and it's kind of still going, where we're filming the repair, the refurbishing of the domes.
Very interesting.
Because one of the co-hosts here on Free Talk Live, Jay Noon, Jay the Prophet Noon, praise be him, to go on and say that he has purchased and is now rebuilding the roof on it and doing some other maintenance upgrades and that sort of thing.
Well, Fort Detrick's geodesic dome is out of place, I'll just say that. It's all just low, flat buildings like on every military base, but suddenly there is this approximately five-story high dome in one section of the base. And, you know, the only thing you really get, you never get an official answer if you're, right, if you're working on a military base, but you'll hear the rumors, and Fort Detrick has a lot of civilian employees, so there are a lot of guys that have been working there for 25, 35 years. And you will hear before any of this started to come out of anything saying that that's where they tested animals. Huh. And it was designed so that they could release different animals, different insects inside of this dome, keep them contained, yet infect them with certain diseases and things like that, and then introduce larger animals. So I don't know if that's true, but that was the rumor.
The specialized scientists that were going to work in that building insisted, it can't be a normal building. It has to be unique and special. I can't work in a square building.
But we did have one five-story building, the only one on base. That was affectionately known as Anthrax Tower, but that's a different story.
Oh, lovely. That sounds like not the place you want to take your family this holiday season.
Yeah, that one got shut down in the mid-1960s, and if you look closely at the building, you realize that all five stories of it are, all the windows and doors are concreted shut. And the urban legend was there are still bodies in there, and there may or may not be. But please tell us more.
So, like I said, book published in May, Bitten, The Secret History of Lyme Disease and Biological Weapons, has brought public attention to these notions, which may have inspired Smith to propose this amendment that is co-sponsored by Maryland Republican Andy Harris and Minnesota Democrat Colin Peterson. A review by Outside Magazine says that Bitten author Chris Newby A review by Outside Magazine says Bitten author Chris Newby research shared in the book rests on shaky ground and presents a lot of evidence but no smoking gun proving a connection between the government biowarfare research and the Lyme disease outbreak.
The only thing that proves is that one has not been
right
provided yet, and hopefully with some more eyes on it, maybe it will. 855-450-FREE. What do
Pretty
you think?
Hard.
Have you had Lyme disease? Did you kind of just experience this thing pop up out of nowhere like everybody else? This is Free Talk Live. Give us a call.
This is a special alert for business owners, consultants, coaches, folks planning retirement, entrepreneurs, and anyone who is saving and investing to build a financial future. You are likely aware that financial privacy for most people has recently died a miserable death. And let's face it, without privacy, there really is no security, is there? Bankrupt governments and banks on the verge of collapse are perhaps the biggest threat to your financial future today. The Lighthouse Law Club recognizes this and has been working diligently to provide safe, secure, and productive tools to ensure your privacy, your financial security, and your future financial well-being, despite the catastrophes which many people fear are looming ahead of us. Find out more with a variety of free videos on the YouTube channel for Lighthouse Law Club. Just search YouTube for Lighthouse Law Club and secure your future today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Civil rights and immigration groups have filed a lawsuit challenging the Trump administration's new rules that could dramatically limit asylum claims by Central American migrants seeking to enter the United States. The suit, filed in a Northern California federal court on Tuesday, alleges the new asylum policy is an unlawful effort to significantly undermine, if not virtually repeal, the U.S. asylum system at the southern border. Speaking at the White House, the president does say the deportations that started over the weekend are going well.
We are getting rid of thousands of people who are criminals. We're taking them out of the country.
House Democrats voted along party lines to allow Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi to refer to President Trump's tweets about minority Democratic lawmakers as racist, overriding House rules and GOP objections. And a 4.4 earthquake hit the San Francisco Bay Area this afternoon. This is USA Radio News.
Money! Money! Money!
Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's our toll-free number. That's free as in freedom. 855-450-3733. That's our toll-free number. That's the number you call if you want to be on a nationally syndicated radio show. You can also hit us up on Discord. Discord is a really cool app. You can load it on your smart device. You can load it on your laptop. And all you got to do is load it up, use your high-speed internet connection and your quality microphone, and call in to us with Discord. You will sound like you are right here in the studio with us. Yes, in studio I refer to as myself, Chris, with Lyme disease.
Silver Dave and no Lyme disease.
And Johnson and who knows.
Right.
Once you've had it once, you never know whether or not you still have it or not.
That's a great thing. I don't even really know if I have it. They think I probably have it. Who knows?
It can get into your marrow. I mean, there's all sorts of crazy stuff that they say about the spirochetes.
Right. Those blessed spirochetes. Those are not parakeets, by the way.
Thanks, government agency that may have, in fact, created this.
Yes.
Gee, thanks for keeping us safe.
And that's why we're discussing with Johnson. Johnson has a story from Gizmodo that basically has some congressmen probing.
Yeah, that's pretty much actually the gist at the end of the story. But, who knows? I mean, at this point, it's like, did it happen? Did it not? I mean, they're questioning. They've got this bill. Hopefully something will be revealed. You know, it's kind of like, obviously, it's something that's not going to be solved by a simple Freedom of Information request. But maybe this probe into Congress will force something to happen. Maybe they have to answer. I don't know what the legal repercussions is of a congressional inquiry into something, if they have to be honest or not.
So here's what I was wanting to say in regards to that. I'm pretty sure that this project, if in fact there was a project to create and test biological weapons using ticks, it would have had to have a real high security clearance. So I'm pretty sure that when whatever Congress acts requests, demands. I'm pretty sure that the military clearance can probably supersede their right to have to talk about it. And it also, like from a, quote, national security standpoint, if, for example, the government was to admit that it had a project, biological weapons, that went as haywire as, like, releasing ticks in the wild that went everywhere, that would be massive negative effects on what people think about the government, and it might cause a lot of discontention.
Now, well, more to the point, it could be seen by neighboring nations as an act of war. If you have indeed violated UN treaties and things like that to deal with biological weapons, and you know, even though the U.S. is a signer to treaties that say we'll never do it, we've got a long history of doing it. If they have done something that has gotten out of control, then that would be a pretty flagrant violation.
Now, it wouldn't necessarily surprise me, though. So, like, when I say that, you know, by using it could cause a lot of civil unrest, I'm not necessarily saying that that wouldn't be a tactic. Like, I feel like if they wanted to destabilize the people that own the United States government, the people that own the printing presses, obviously they're higher and what their strategies are, but they may know that the United States is supposed to topple. They may let for something like this has to leak out and has to, or on the other hand, they're just not going to get the information.
I tend to look at most of these things as, well, with an air of, okay, first of all, I'm skeptical that the government can pull anything off without it going horribly wrong. Our government has a long history of that. And I do know that, you know, at least at Fort Detrick, Maryland, there was biological experimentation going on there. Mm-hmm. One of the things you explore when you explore biological weapons is you explore attack vectors. There was always discussion of how would this be delivered. You don't deliver a biological agent so you can go spray it out of the back of an airplane. The idea is it becomes part of the natural surrounding, and then it becomes, and that was the appeal. It's just part of nature. We don't know where that came from.
So I do have to correct something that I said earlier, because I had brought it up, and I was probably thinking of Plum Island when I had mentioned, and this is going to reveal something about me, but that I had mentioned Necker Island.
Oh, yeah.
And I have to apologize to Sir Richard Branson, because
I don't
believe that he has anything to do with the weaponization or research of Lyme disease.
I'm sitting there, where do I know that name from? Oh, yeah, a good friend of mine was just up there talking and cryptocurrencies with Richard Branson.
Yeah, so okay. not the right island that I thought was thinking of there. You know, as my brain is just serving up names of famous islands. You know?
That's a good one.
Plum Island, probably, not Necker Island.
Yeah, but Plum Island has its own mystique. I mean, it's been around forever. It was, you know, supposedly the island, the real-life island of Dr. Moreau. All these experimentations on animals there.
Wasn't there also a creepy island from the 1913 where they decided to meet to form the Federal Reserve?
That would be Jekyll Island.
Right, there you go.
Yeah, and I don't know. We seem to like, in America, we like secrets on islands. But it is kind of strange. For those of you unfamiliar with Jekyll Island, a bunch of rich bankers, literally, left New York in the middle of the night and boarded a train for Jekyll Island under assumed names, hiding their identities so they could put together the rough plan of what the Federal Reserve would look like and how it would be owned and maintained by the biggest banks.
Be completely unaccountable for the money that they...
They would gain control of it and be completely uncontrollable and unaccountable to government and to the people. Now, that one sounds like flat out, here goes Reitman. He's talking conspiracy again. Read The Creature from Jekyll Island for a very well-documented history of what happened with the Federal Reserve.
And I love this subject.
I know you do.
And the thing is that this has a lot to do with why people are calling me Silver Dave, was because I was very interested in silver, particularly fractional silver, because you could use it as a medium to exchange for goods and services. And paper dollars are pieces of paper with numbers stamped on them. And before 1933, There was not an IRS. There was not income tax. But there was a Great Depression, and I'm pretty sure that they sort of solved it by swapping the money and the people. So, like, they used the people as collateral with their Social Security numbers. Everyone got numbered. And then they put up the people against the banks to be loaned Federal Reserve notes because the Federal Reserve Bank is not a government agency.
So I've heard this theory before.
Yeah,
know,
and
that,
I'm not
that everybody is just collateral for loans to the big banks. And
well, so there was no IRS and there was no Social Security number before like the early 1930s. There was also the Emergency Banking Act of 1933, which required individuals to turn in their gold coinage.
Oh, you're not telling me that a U.S. president sent out an order telling everybody in the United States they've got to turn in their... That would be so un-American. Dave, you want these people to believe that... Who was president? Roosevelt just picked up his pen and wrote a decree saying you have until this date to turn in your gold?
Well, I wasn't personally there. And I do believe that the history books are written by the most powerful, wealthiest people. So there's a lot of disinformation and misinformation. But I do believe it to be true that, yes, in 1933, Americans were told, give us your gold, and we're going to give you these pieces of paper with numbers stamped in them, or we will put you in jail. And, of course, people don't like jail. So they went, and they did it. A lot of people buried buckets of gold in their yards, buried treasures, buried in their walls. That surfaces, you know, years later, and every so often people find things.
I'm gonna break it here. What Dave's talking about is absolutely true. FDR did indeed issue an executive order ordering every American to turn in their gold, with a few exceptions. If you think your government is above not only just stealing your money through taxes, but literally putting a gun to your head and taking your money. That's true. 855-450-FREE. What do you think? We're talking government's conspiracies and what they may be up to with Lyme disease. Give us a call. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-8... I'm just...
You just got to remember 450.
Man, it's just not. I got to write it down. I'm gonna. This is Chris. I'm the dude with Lyme disease who can't make his way through a radio show. But I'm going to do my best. I'm going to rely on my two compatriots.
You're doing all right.
This evening, in studio, we have myself, Chris,
Silver Dave,
and Johnson,
and they are doing their best to prop up my Lyme-riddled brain. As I try to work my way through this this episode, it's 855-450-FREE. That's our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. That's how you can contact us toll-free and get on the radio. But first, I want to help you take Bitcoin by pointing you, if you are a small business owner, to helpmetakebitcoin.com. Do you operate a retail business or looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to helpmetakebitcoin.com. There's no paperwork, no approval process, nothing needed like that to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. You visit helpmetakebitcoin.com and follow the simple steps. Within moments, you'll be accepting cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Dash, in your store. Get started now at helpmetakebitcoin.com. That's helpmetakebitcoin.com. And we've been talking, man, this is disturbing when you look down at your computer screen and you see it's filled with pictures of ticks. That's just, you know, even if you don't have Lyme disease, nobody wants to see ticks.
Only a chicken would fantasize about finding 1,000 ticks somewhere.
I've heard guinea hens, too. They are very, very into ticks. And I've also heard possums.
One man's torture is another chicken's paradise.
there you go. But one thing that was, well, it caused some stir when this Minnesota town decided they were going to do away with the Pledge of Allegiance. And, you know, as one of the city councils of St. Louis Park said, I don't think people really need to pledge allegiance to our country because they need a sidewalk fixed.
Troops fought and died for you to be forced to pledge allegiance to this country. You should be chained and have all your freedom taken away if you do not bow down before the dictatorial Stars and Stripes.
Absolutely. I pledge allegiance to the Golden Calf. I will obey what the Golden Calf tells me to do.
Now, I want to start lead off this story with a Donald Trump quote, a tweet. I mean, I'd have to go all the way back to yesterday to find one, so I did do my research. Donald J. Trump tweets, quote, "We will never be a socialist or communist country. If you are not happy here, you can leave." That's in all caps, so he means it.
Is he saying that in response to this?
No.
Okay.
He's just saying it in response to the other voices.
You'd have to be a real dumbass to not know that the Pledge of Allegiance is a socialist design.
What?
Pledge.
Wait Francis a second here. Bellamy, he says, you can leave. He says we can leave.
I know.
We can go. Well, where do you guys want to go?
Like, yes, Dave, but they won't let you in or allow you to work and live.
I think Donald Trump, even more pointedly, told, you know, these congresswomen that, you know, the four that he's got it out for, he said they can just, you know, you think you can run things better, you go back to your own country and you do things better there.
Yeah, a lot of
these people are from the United States, so if you're sending them back and telling them to do a better job in their own country, that would mean, I guess, do a better job than
you. I'd like to take that statement virtually, and I will say, okay, virtually, I agree with you. So without all these imaginary borders, I'll just go back to my house, and then your laws will be away from me because I'll have left. I left the laws that you think are so important, and you can have your Pledge of Allegiance that is written by a socialist by the name of Francis Bellamy. You can keep your socialist, you know, putting your hand over your heart and raising your hand to the flag, which is, again, based off of the Bellamy salute, which is...
Looks so similar to another one I've seen.
Oh, those Nazis. The Nazi salute. Oh, that's right. Exactly. They're designed by the same person.
What?
Yeah, the American Pledge of Allegiance and the salute to the American flag, the Pledge of Allegiance and the salute were both created and written by Francis Bellamy, who is a National Socialist, and it was the same guy designed this for the Nazis. It's the same.
I've never heard that part. You may be correct.
So I believe that, or maybe he got it from the Nazis when
he
designed it for the United States, but I think he may have lifted it from the Nazis, but he himself was absolutely a socialist.
But there is no question of that. Bellamy's brother was the most well-known author of fiction in the 1800s, and he wrote books about... basically, utopias.
Who's Bellamy's brother?
Mr. Bellamy.
Oh.
I couldn't tell you off the top of my head. I'm going to refer to a Cato Institute article that I don't have pulled up. We're going to put it on our social media. The gist of it is Republicans should not want to fall on their swords for the Pledge of Allegiance. This is not the right hill to die on. This is one of those things that it was unfortunate that got passed in the first place, and we should let it die. It's not a good tradition.
I've never understood why there's such a large class of people in the Republican Party who are so nationalistic and so like, I love the country, and the troops fought for your freedom, you know, like, and the same group of people who are like, but... don't try and pay taxes and take taxes from me because it's like I shouldn't have to pay. It's like, what are you talking about? That would be like the first way to be the most allegiant and loyal and respectful is by giving all your money, dummy. You know, like if you don't want to pay to, you know, support this institution, then what are you talking about that everyone else should just bow down and worship it but not give it money? Like, you... how do you not understand that that's not logical thinking? You know, like...
well, I feel like everything should be on a donation basis, but then you'd have to name it something different than government. You'd have to give it some like sort of like voluntary type name.
Yeah.
And that's something that I feel like there could be some community group that helps work together to accomplish like logistical, you know, shared goals.
but that can't, like, step on people and force them to do things or force them to pay.
The problem I see with anything like that is at some point you're going to have somebody in charge of the roads for the happy, squeaky, shiny road donation company or whatever it's going to be. There is going to be somebody in charge, and that's where mankind always gets into trouble. We got to have somebody in charge. I'd love to see something more like that. I think figuring out the logistics of it, that's where we need to work, and that's what we should be working on. We should not be working on more of the same failed systems that have failed for all throughout history. There needs to be a better way. Dave, you're right.
I'm curious, since we're on this subject, because this is something I think about, and sometimes I wonder, is it really possible to just like have everything be individual liberty, where people, everyone just does their own things, and when they feel like they've been wronged, they take action to correct the wronging, and other people either get involved or don't get involved based on what they think. And I suppose, you know, then maybe you have like sections of land that people are living on, but then when it comes to, I know like roads is like a major like libertarian issue, but I feel like, does anyone have an idea for how people could like share those tasks?
Walter Block wrote a really good book about how, you know, instead of just looking at the roads and going, well, who'll build the roads? You know, it's like the immediate criticism of everything libertarian. Walter Block just sat down and, all right, I'm going to write a book, and I'm going to lay out a logical way that we could have roads and have it not be forced on us by government, and it would logically work.
Walter Block?
Walter Block.
Walter C. Block, I believe.
Is that something, if I Google, will I find that?
Absolutely. And I'll try to dig up the action. But he did, I think, a pretty good job. I'm not saying his is the perfect job. I don't say it's...
But it's an idea.
It's an idea.
That might work.
It might work. And therefore, I think it deserves exploring. Like many ideas in libertarian thought, not many of these things have really been tried. But you got people that care about liberty that are willing to give it a try, like us. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh, my dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas.
I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.